BRAC's Director of Talent Development is Maggie Spurlock. Happy to welcome Maggie on to talk about the upcoming YP Summit. Maggie, welcome back. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well. YP Summit, tell me all about it.
Absolutely. So it's going to be our second year. On June 28th, we're going to have an early check-in and happy hour. The 29th will be our full day. For the first time this year, obviously, again, because it's the second year, we did a call for proposals, allowing our local leaders to share with us kind of their stories in several different tracks. And so we've got 20 different breakout sessions for our participants to participate in. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, we also have a special track just for our college students and our interns in the area. So really excited about that taking place at the end of June.
Okay, so under that college track, right at 10 a.m., one of the breakouts, financial literacy. I don't know why it's taking us this long to get to where students need to know this first. Like, that, I could not, if I could go back in time and change anything about my college days, it would be this and this alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I mean, that's one of the things that's very interesting is we got that feedback actually from several of our other participants last year. So you'll actually notice there's one of those sessions for our college students as well as our young professionals. I think for all of us, it's, you know, for our college students, they really need to learn a little bit more of that money management piece. They need a little more of kind of starting to plan out, maybe learn a little bit about credit cards, not getting into that credit card debt, but also the importance of saving and looking at different ways to invest their money when they first start working. And so really excited to offer that opportunity. Like you, I'm the same. I got really lucky. One of my first jobs, they kind of sat us down and said, you know, if you're 25 and you start saving with a 401k at this amount, you never get used to seeing this money in your paycheck. It will always go to a 401k. You can retire at 50. Well, of course, to a 23-year-old, I was super jazzed about that.
Right.
And so I got really lucky with that. But I think that's something that our college students, you know, everything's very transactional. It's on their phone. It's on a card. They don't think about it. And so this is a really great way for those college students and those intern students to really learn that piece. But like I said, we also have a session that's going to be there for our other participants as well, because some of us also that are a little bit older kind of need to know some of those things as well. Maybe a little more long range planning, but we're all in need of it.
We're talking with Maggie Spurlock from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber about the upcoming YP Summit. The summit itself is a little over a month away, which gives you time to go ahead and register now. Mm-hmm. Maggie, the breakdown between the different breakouts, you got college track, community development, leadership development, personal development, and professional development. What did we learn from last year's summit that has helped set the table for it to be broken down this way throughout the day?
Sure. So one of the things that I love doing is I want to do a survey when the event's over to make sure our participants enjoy their experience, but also ways to improve. What are they looking for? What are they of most interested in? Because we want to provide the best value for their time and their money when they come. But also we want to give them the skills and the things they need to learn about for their time here in Baton Rouge. And so we want them to be able to envision that career path for themselves, how to grow and apply those skills in a better way. So we heard from them. There was a lot of feedback on the kind of sessions they wanted. And as I kind of started filtering through that feedback, you could kind of see a theme of what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of fell into those kind of subject areas for us. And, you know, for BRAC, talent is a big piece of that. We know that if our college students and our interns that are here locally are engaged in their community and they're learning and they're a part of things, that is also a really big key to keeping talent in the region. So we said, well, if we're doing four other tracks, let's do a track just for our college students. And what we can do is pull from each of those tracks to provide them each with a session for the day as well. And so that's what we did. And what's really great is we sent out the call for proposal, and admittedly, it was kind of my charge on my push, and I think my team was a little nervous. And so, of course, on the inside, I was like, oh, goodness, please let us get it. Let's get it. We had an overwhelming response from the community of submissions. We had over 60 submissions. And again, we only needed 20. So it made it a really difficult decision for us to select those tracks. But really excited about the way those tracks have kind of filtered out, the way they kind of build on themselves for the day, really looking you know, our local community leaders telling their stories about what they're passionate about and sharing that with the participants so they can go out and apply those skills to make our community better.
Give me a couple of the highlights within them. I'm literally asking you to pick your favorites. Give me a couple of the highlights within them throughout that schedule throughout the day.
Oh, my goodness. So super excited about especially some of our friends with Big Buddy and Front Yard Bikes are going to partner up and talk about how those partnerships are kind of coming together to make that part of the community better. Honestly, the community track is kind of one of my favorites because I think it's something I'm also kind of equally passionate about. We also have some good friends coming in talking about how social media can transform and be a way for them to network to kind of help them build their careers. Mm-hmm. Really excited about that one. Again, the financial management one's really exciting. We have some of our friends from LSU coming in with some leadership tracks to talk about what those look like. We have another track that we're super excited about. Just the name alone, we love when people are creative, and it's essentially how to, you know, date in your dating career or your dating life, but transferring those skills really to what that looks like to how to date in your career, right? So how do you go through that interview process, and how are you active in the process of interviewing? How do you, you know, ask those right questions to make sure you're finding the right match in your career? So a lot of really different and interesting ones to go out through the day. And then obviously in our college track, really excited to have some of our local partners with Visit Baton Rouge, Downtown Business.
Yeah, that's unbelievably fantastic because you want to talk about growing an industry from scratch. Is the film mm-hmm. industry in Baton Rouge, there's no better testament to picking a direction, heading in that direction, getting people rowing in the same direction, and just moving something forward to create.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the breakouts I took note of, you had mentioned YBR under the college track, mm-hmm. where you got Visit Baton Rouge, BRAC, Forum 225, and Whitney from the Downtown Development District all mm-hmm. teamed up together. I'm loving that one. Ted James talking about leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership is action, not title. Ted James, former state representative, now with mm-hmm. the SBA. That one's pretty fantastic as well. And not to lean on the college track too much, but the industry of networking I find very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about that one.
I definitely think that's something that, especially college students, you know, we know kind of the joke is they kind of stay within a certain mile radius of campus because everything they need is on campus. And how important networking is to their careers and just for them socially. It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to be cued into the community and be a part of things. So we're really excited about them learning about that. One of the good things about that college track is they will be together that whole day. So essentially they're almost going to be kind of creating their own little networking cohort to kind of get them kickstarted, especially with the summer, especially if a lot of them maybe are some out-of-state students that are here working for the summer. We want them to kind of be cued in. And all of that networking piece is going to be a big part of that for the day for them. I'm really excited about it. We know that connections are what help you get cued into the community, and they also can help out with that job search. So, yeah, that's another really great one we're excited about to offer for those students.
Another one that I found interesting, and by the way, Maggie Spurlock from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber is our guest. We're talking about the upcoming YP Summit, brac.org/YP Summit, if you want to get more details and sign up. Another one that I found interesting on the community track, and I absolutely adore the speaker on this one, Chelsea Barona talking about growing your career and community through nonprofit involvement.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that in my own career, it took me forever to just figure out my path. This is mm-hmm. another area where coming out of college, I would have just given anything to have a clearer vision.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, again, that community track, when we started having those submissions coming in, that was one that I was really excited about because it kind of feels like that day for that track is really going to build on itself. So, you know, again, participants can go to any of the tracks that they want to during the day. But if they were really passionate about that one thing, we wanted to make sure that day built on itself. And so with Chelsea's, that's a really good one because whether you're kind of new in your young professional journey or maybe you're a little bit older and maybe you're newer to the Baton Rouge area, it's a really great way to deliberately think about how to network, how to get involved in the community with what you're passionate about and getting involved. And that, like, again, that session is a really great one where it's we're going to talk about that. How do you pick what you're interested in? How do you look at the community? And then maybe here's what some of the things have done. One of the big things that's important to me that we've chatted about with a couple of other folks is let's really look at what some neighborhoods have done in their community to kind of build and grow. And so we can take that into other parts of the city, give some neighborhoods some identity and really help them grow. It's something that I'm super excited about. I think there's a lot of growth and change happening in the city right now. And a lot of people, there's some good forward momentum. And a big part of that starts with community. And Chelsea Session's a good one to kind of help people really deliberately think about what those choices are and what they're looking for and how to make a change.
Maggie Spurlock with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber is our guest. BRAC.org/YP Summit. Registration is open right now. Early bird registration, if you want to take advantage of it, ends soon, does it not?
Yes. So early bird registration is $75 right now, and that will end on May 26th, and then it goes up to $100. So really get in there. You know, I love a bargain, so go ahead, get in there, get that bargain pricing. We're kind of about a third of the way through where we're looking for our registration numbers, but every day those numbers are going up. Again, a bargain for our college students, interns. So if you're a mom and dad and your student's home for the college summer, or if you're a college student and you're listening, or if you're a business leader and you have after that.
She is Maggie Spurlock, the Director of Talent Development with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, BRAC.org/YP Summit. Maggie, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Great as always.
Thank you.